This is Ozarks at Large. Wakarusa will be underway a week from right now. The music festival is expected to attract thousands of people to Mulberry Mountain. The first bands begin playing music at noon, Thursday, June 2nd, and the music continues pretty much nonstop until midnight that following Sunday. Kevin Kinder, who covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers, will be there for most, if not quite all, of the festival. He's made his preliminary picks of which bands he'll see between the multiple stages, though he says he retains the right to change his mind. Over the past 2 days on Ozarks, we've heard his picks for the Thursday and Friday sessions of Wakarusa. Now his personal selections for Saturday, the third day of the festival.
We're into Saturday. We're probably really tired. We're also probably not smelling very well at this point.
A little bit sunburned, maybe?
A little bit sunburnt. A little bit weary. But continuing on, you can actually catch music as early as 11 o'clock. I didn't really find an artist that I was really excited about until about 12:30, and I'm going to go catch Revolution.
That's with a B, Revolution.
Yeah, Revolution. Don't know a lot about them, but I want to give it a try. A couple groups that are playing about the same time later in the day that I'm excited about. March 4th Marching Band is indeed sort of a marching band, and they're going to bring a big production. You know, we've got horns, we've got all sorts of stuff. And they're actually leading the night before on Friday night. If you can skip any of those bands, they're leading the costume contest parade. They actually have a big parade around the venue where people dressed up. Last year, I think the contest winner was dressed as a tree. You just never know what people... I saw Gumball Machine last year. You never know what people are going to dress like. So that's happening. At the same time, the Marrakesh Express is playing, and that is a Crosby, Stills, and Nash tribute band.
I would assume with that
right.
name, yes.
So that's going on, and that's going to lead us right into Ben Miller Band, who's a Southern Missouri band of note. They play here a lot. But that also conflicts with a band that I'm really excited about, and this was my number one album from last year. That was Mumford & Sons are playing, and that's going to be a great set. They are also really buzzworthy right now. They played on the Grammys with Bob Dylan.
Yourself, my man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rape yourself, take all the courage you have left.
They have been touring in a train car with Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, another buzzed about indie band, and they're going to be at Wakarusa 6 o'clock on Saturday. So, and then immediately following their set is Ben Harper, who also does not play these parts very often. So that's going to be a show worth seeing. Then we get later on to Saturday, we get into some of the electronica, and that is not my area of expertise, but I've been told to catch a couple bands. Thievery Corporation mm-hmm. is huge. They're really considered one of the headliners, I would argue. And then we've got Stanton Warriors starting at 1 a.m. And I have heard that I'm a fool if I miss that.
Well, don't be foolish.
So I don't plan to be, unless I'm asleep, because it is 1 a.m. day three of the festival.
Kevin Kinder covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers and will be attending Wakarusa near Ozark on Mulberry Mountain. Tomorrow, he'll make suggestions for the final day of the festival that begins on Thursday, June 2nd. Songs included in today's segment were Ninth Ward by March 4th Marching Band, Little Lion Man by Mumford & Sons, and this is Night Mover by Stanton Warriors. Kevin blogs about music and more at nwatunedin.com.